Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Time now for a check of the energy market, where we just saw WTI crude for December futures closing or settling at $81.93 per barrel. And as it continues to trade in the electronic market, I'm just showing the overnight price action, which you can see fairly choppy. In fact, we take a look at the trailing month here, a lot of sideways action, still waiting for that next catalyst. Is it going to be something OPEC Plus does? Probably not. That was last week. This week, we have only today U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm saying that President Biden may make an announcement to address high oil and gas prices this week. No details on exactly what it could be, but we've seen the notion floated that it could be a release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So lots of eyeballs on this. Also want to check out the energy sector here. And as I pull up that heat map, we can see energy, the second best performing sector of the day. It's up about 0.9% and seeing some action in Murphy Oil. That's in the upper left. That's up 5%, followed by Continental Resources, Hess, all of those up about 4 to 5%. And just checking in on the majors here, ExxonMobil up 1%, Royal Dutch Shell just barely positive, and Chevron up 0.4%.